I want to go on to another breaking story right now. We've been telling you for quite some time on this program about the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal and also told you about the deadline of April 4 where owner-drivers, independent operators in the transport industry were going to be forced to raise their prices. This was at the behest, we think, of the Transport Workers Union, who basically pulled one over the community by saying this was all about road transport, when many people really think that it was actually about the union trying to grab more members. Well, plenty of people are now climbed on board, and in fact, a federal court decision earlier this week, or late last week, in fact, had a stay of that order, and it was going to be put out until a little bit later. But we understand the federal court today, there has been a change of heart. Let's now go to the independent senator, Glenn Lazarus, who's got more information about this. He's also suggested a private members bill to get rid of the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal. He's on the line. Many thanks for your time, Glenn.
My pleasure, mate.
Can you tell me what has happened in the federal court today?
Well, what they've done is they've ruled in favour of the TW, which will basically, as of right now, immediately put into effect the order that was handed in by the RSRT, which, as you explained earlier, well, that's absolutely decimate the owner-driver trucking fraternity.
So, in other words, what you're saying, as of right now, those owner-drivers have got to raise their prices to $30 an hour. Otherwise, they will be not complying with this order from the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal and technically will be in breach of the law.
Absolutely. And they'll be fined $54,000 if they're found that they didn't quote the new rates, which is just...
Okay, Glenn, there's a person sitting here listening to us on the Hume Highway or going up to Brisbane right now. What do they do? Pull the truck over the side of the road because they might get fined $54,000? Of course they're not going to do that.
That's exactly right. I was with a convoy last weekend, and some of the truckies there had already received their letters from big companies saying that we're not going to be using your services anymore because we can get it done cheaper. Because if they employ owner-drivers, the owner-driver's got to quote a safety rate, which, as you know, is well above what the bigger companies, the Tolls, the Linfoxes, have to charge.
So, but the government's come at this way, way too late. I mean, I know you were in favour of it at one stage. You were said to be in favour. Mm-hmm. Because on the basis of it, road safety is an important thing. We all recognise this. But you didn't recognise this was going to drive tens of thousands of owner-drivers out of business.
Exactly right, mate. This is not about safety. 82% of crashes or accidents that involve trucks aren't the fault of the driver, the truck driver or the truck. They carry on about the fact that owner-drivers don't maintain their vehicles. If they get pulled over by the RTA, the Road Transport Authority, and their truck's inspected and it's found to be unroadworthy, they get fined thousands of dollars.
And get dragged off the road. I mean, that's precisely it. So, Glenn, I mean, this is going to be the thing. We'll have to go back to this evening. But for drivers out there right now, where do they go if they're on the roads? It's going to be a difficult one. Glenn Lazarus, Senator, and also somebody who was campaigning to get rid of that Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal. So that's a bit of breaking news for you. The federal court today has set aside that previous order. And as of now, right now, that order which says that those owner drivers have got to raise their prices comes into effect. Anyway, we'll have more of that a little bit later. Glenn Lazarus, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.